You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Future-proof your business with up to 5 million rand in fast, flexible funding from Lula. Visit lula.co.za and make cash flow. That's what Lula Lend intends to do for you as South African businesses and South African individuals. They understand that as a business, you might face challenges where it comes to things like cash flow and ensuring that you have enough cash at the time you need the cash to pay for your suppliers and all the other needs that you have. So they've come up with an innovative product or an innovative solution for you to be able to make the most of. I'm joined on the line by Lula's Chief Marketing Officer Tom Stewart to take a look at what the business is able to do. Good evening, Tom. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by looking at the biggest challenge that SMEs face in South Africa, and it's obviously a cash flow problem. We often find businesses that have all of these unique opportunities in front of them, but they're not able to take advantage of these opportunities because they simply don't have enough cash.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for the time. Exactly. I mean, we've researched thousands of our small business customers, and what we found is three really common and high priority cash flow related challenges, and other organizations such as the World Bank and TransUnion, the Credit Bureau, have conducted their own research which corroborates this. And the first one of those is small business owners say they really struggle to accurately and efficiently track and manage their cash flow. You know, they're spending hours every evening in spreadsheets trying to keep track of cash coming in, cash going out, and forecast that future spending. And it's a hugely time-consuming effort, especially if you're not trained in finance or an accountant. The second one is the need to quickly access additional working capital. Traditionally, relying on traditional lenders, i.e. banks, that takes 4 to 6 weeks, requires extensive paperwork, and often comes with high levels of decline or rejection. So the ability to access that vital working capital is a huge challenge. And then the third challenge that business owners talk about is having a business bank account, if you like, you know, the hub of your financial management as a business owner. Having a business bank account that's available and is designed specifically with the needs of SMEs in mind. So the right kind of tools or features, the value for money offering, transparency of costs, and then responsive service and support from the bank provider themselves. So they're the three big challenges that many business owners consistently talk about when it comes to managing their finances and cash flow.
Tom, when we look at these challenges, especially from a cash flow perspective, how important is it to actually get some of these things right? So how important is it for us to be able to look at a business and say, these are the challenges we're faced with, this is how we're going to deal with them, and what impact does it have on small businesses if they're not actually able to solve this cash flow problem?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is managing your cash flow effectively is critical. It's often said, you know, cash is the lifeblood of any business, particularly SMEs, smaller sized businesses. There's many examples, as I'm sure you're aware, of profitable businesses ultimately going out of business because they've run out of cash. So effective cash flow management ensures that a business has enough cash to invest in growth opportunities as and when they arise. And often that turnaround time is quick. It ensures they have cash on hand to cover the unexpected operating costs, machinery breakdowns, unexpected bill from SARS, just some of the examples there. It means you can pay your suppliers on time. And perhaps as importantly, it means if you've managed your cash flow effectively, you have sufficient cash on hand, you don't have to tap into either the business or even your own personal savings to cover any liquidity gaps. You don't have to resort to last minute kind of panic buying unfavorable loan options to keep your business afloat or keep it operating when there is a crunch time. So planning ahead, managing your cash flow effectively ensures your business has enough of the lifeblood to keep it operating through both good and bad times.
Tom, one of the big challenges that comes with the cash flow, even before having the cash to manage, is actually accessing the cash. It's difficult to apply for these sorts of facilities. Sometimes it takes too long. Sometimes it's a cumbersome process with all of the documents and things that are required. How does Lula then step in and bridge that gap and make the entire process that much easier?
Yeah, so as you say, that access to capital and cash in the first place is a huge challenge for SMEs in South Africa and other parts of the world as well. And SMEs need it more than most businesses by their very nature. They're often more volatile from a financial perspective. You know, they have lower levels of cash reserves, and there's a greater range of factors that can negatively influence their cash flow, you know, load shedding, currency fluctuations, a single supplier increasing costs. All of those make SMEs particularly vulnerable when it comes to cash flow management. So that's where having fast and easy access to capital is essential. What we at Lula do is take a very technology-led approach to assessing businesses that apply for funding. This allows two things to happen. One, we can process an application far more quickly. So we're talking days to assess and distribute funding when it's approved rather than weeks with the banks. But it also means we're actually able to more accurately assess a business's financial health and its ability to take on debt as well. So we use AI-driven scoring models that access a wide range of inputs, far wider than what traditional lenders would. And it gives us a more accurate picture of the business and therefore allows us essentially to give more, say yes to more businesses and give more appropriate funding solutions. And we can do this without needing extensive paperwork, without asking for excessive collateral. And as I said, just doing it far more quickly. And that's the critical issue for SMEs. When it comes to accessing funding, it's often the speed. I need it now to take advantage of an opportunity that will be gone next week, or I need it now because my machine's broken today and I need it fixed tomorrow.
Tom, you touched on something around being able to find appropriate solutions and appropriateness in this space. How important is it for SMEs out there listening to go via the correct sorts of businesses for the funding? That there's a very distinct difference between a business that's able to assist you in financing and a business that's going to charge you an exorbitant rate because they're not licensed, they're not regulated, they're not following the rules and procedures. How important is it to deal with organizations that are governed by strict regulation like Lula?
I would say very important for a couple of reasons. One, a business should only be taking on debt that it can afford. And there are, unfortunately, operations in existence that don't do proper affordability checks and therefore are prepared to lend to a business more than the business can actually afford to take on. And ultimately, that can lead to a business's demise. So a business is prepared to do its due diligence in terms of assessing what the business can afford, but then be quite robust in communicating with the business owner around what is reasonable for that business owner to take on. And often it isn't what the business owner ideally wants, but that's where the lending provider needs to be responsible and communicate clearly around why the amount needs to be capped at a certain amount. So affordability is the one aspect where a credible provider is critical. And the second is, as you say, then in the pricing, the transparency of the pricing as well. So none of those hidden costs, monthly admin fees, initiation fees, etc., which kind of all piled on make what could be a pretty appealing rate or cost at the outset suddenly become very high. So avoid the excessive, but also, as importantly, the hidden fees, which is where credible, regulated suppliers will come to the fore and offer that transparency that's needed.
Make sure you use credible institutions to provide you with the assistance you need. Thanks so much for those insights. We'll leave it at that, Tom. Tom Stewart, Chief Marketing Officer at Lula, joining me to unpack how they are able to assist small businesses in accessing critical funding. If access to funding is holding your business back, apply for up to 5 million rand in business funding at lula.co.za and make cash flow.
You have big goals for your business. You're scaling more, sleeping less, in desperate need of a cash flow boost. But you're too tired to hoop through the jumps. So what do you do? Lula. It's fast, easy, Lula to get business funding of up to 5 million rand in 24 hours. Apply online in minutes with no paperwork, no obligations, and no collateral needed. Apply today at lula.co.za and make cash flow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.